Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We are always happy to have you and you. Amen. We can call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire is always to give you the whole truth from a grassroots level. Amen. That we can all grow thereby. Amen. Jesus loves you. And so do I. Amen. Call a friend and let them know Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we are here at JCIM. Amen. We also, amen, want you to understand that, amen, doesn't matter what you're going through. Amen. God is with you. He's around you. He's helping you on every turn. But you have to do something. Amen. Do your part.
Thank you.
Well, we need to, there's some things we can go back to, some things we need to avoid, and some things we need to ask God to help us to eliminate. The past is gone, brethren. Amen. We're in the future. We're here. Some of us are grandparents. Some of us are parents. Amen. Some of us, like Jesus said in the last days, that, amen, much sorrow is here. Amen. Much regret. And that word is being used a lot. Amen. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And forgive me. Forgive me. And Jesus said in these last days, it caused some much deception. Amen. The enemy going to come in religion. And also it's boiling over because of the fact that the devil not only in religion, he's in the world. His desire is to conquer the world because he's a fallen angel. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for stretching your hand of deliverance, O God, upon each and every one. Lord, we ask you to look upon this broadcast, those that are calling in, wherever they might be. Lord, this is not their first time. This is not a mistake, because everything works together, amen, for those that love the Lord, and amen, and you have, your ways is not like our ways, and your thoughts are not like our thoughts. We ask you to grant them, O God, the victory and their health, O Lord, because we know half of your ministry, it came healing and delivering people and showing your power to the world, amen, that you are the Son of God, because you came to undo the things that the devil already had done. Especially to bless mothers and grandmothers, those that are holding up the families and the grandfathers, amen, Lord, that are struggling from day to day to meet the bread and bring in the income for the families, wherever the breadwinner of the family, the single parent or parents, amen. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. Amen. Glad to have you. Amen. This is Jesus Christ International Ministries. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. This is blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. You can reach us at blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. And those of you who thank God for you, our desire is always to, amen, bring the truth from a grassroots level, whatever your biblical experience might be, amen, and we don't fight against anyone, any doctrine, any religion, amen, but we come in together to sit down, amen, through electronic means. Proverbs 27 and 17 say, iron sharpened iron, amen, what you have learned, we put it together, amen, and also Proverbs 24 and 6 says, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. If we begin to discuss one to another about God's word, about what you have learned, many times you really don't know the scriptures, but you know you read it from the Bible, and you know you can get biblical understanding. When we all begin to sing a song, some of you might want to sing a short song, amen. Some of you might want to read a poem. Amen. That's what we're about. Amen. Giving you a chance to express yourself on a platform, a godly platform. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, teaching, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be thoroughly, completely equipped into every good work of God. Amen. So we are here, amen, discussing God's word. Amen. And we are, those of you that's been in for the first time, Amen. We are asking you. We don't give out your name at the bottom of the program. We always give out the area code and the last four digits. You don't have to give your name because all these broadcasts over 3 or 4 years has been recorded and people use it again. You can always go to the website. You can go to Blog Talk Radio, amen, / Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and you'll find all the different broadcasts are there, amen, to help you. We're talking about the upgrade. Man, you have cell phones and cars, amen. They have been improved for your luxury, for your transportation, for your protection, and some ways and means, amen, manufacturers and developers, amen, know their product had to be, amen, brought up to date. Might be because of the weather, storm, education, the product being lost sales because someone is bringing a better product on the market. It used to be, amen, you can develop an invention, amen, and, you know, a bicycle come up, amen, then after a while somebody has come up with a bicycle, you can have 3 or 4 different speeds to it, amen. Sometimes it used to take 3 months, now it's 6 months. It used to be 6 months, 3 months, and almost overnight a patent come out and somebody had made something better. Amen. The church has never been behind. Church have never been outdated. Amen. God, amen, is the creator of all mankind. So in the book of Genesis, he spoke, amen. He said, let there be light. Communication, God is about communication because the word moves. Amen. In the beginning was the word. The word was God and the word was God. God is about communication. Amen. And his spirit moved. The Holy Spirit moved. God word, God communicates. Amen. To the natural people, he communicates. Amen. Through his word. Through his word. For Jesus came on the scene, there was always religion. Always occults. Amen. Satan was running wild. Amen. In the book of Genesis, that's when God, amen, said he repented that he made man. In the book of Genesis, and he desired, but he still desired to save people, save his creation. He made man in his own image, in his own likeness, and he desired. So he saw that Noah family, they developed an ark, and he sent the flood, amen. So he put down rules and regulations. And Jesus came down through those 42 generations. He started from the book of Genesis, amen. The devil was in the garden. The devil was in the garden. He heard Jesus. I mean, he heard God talking to Adam and Eve. He was in the garden. He was hid, amen. And he used the serpent because how he got there, he was kicked out of heaven. Came down here, made war with God's people, but he was in the garden watching and looking. Amen. That's why he heard God tell Adam and Eve, do not do this with the food. That's the first two commandments. Do not eat and do eat. Amen. Because God saw and God knows everything. He sees everything. He's everywhere. He's all powerful. Amen. That's why you should serve the God of creation, of mankind, amen, of everything. God the Father, creator of everything, amen. So the serpent was there listening, and he went after, he could not get to Adam and Eve. Physically he could not, but he understands that if he can disguise himself and bring an upgraded lie, and he told them, it was a lie, but he twisted it. And they called, Jesus said, deception. Be not deceived. Amen. And the devil deceived Adam and Eve to twist it the truth. Amen. And they went back to God, and God knew what was happening all the time. Amen. That's why we all is in this situation of false communication. We're all just in this situation of deception every day. Somewhere, somehow, somebody's trying to get something from you by telling you a bad truth, telling you an untruth. Jesus said in the last day there would be deception. He said, be not deceived. That's the biggest weapon the enemy have. He used that to try to steal, to kill what you have. Amen. He used your knowledge, your biblical knowledge, what you have. Amen. He come against that. He challenged you on your biblical knowledge, and you can hurt yourself. Because every human being, according to Paul in Romans, the first chapter, have a knowledge that there's a supernatural being in this world. Jesus said, before we're going to take a portion here, Matthew's, and then we're going to go over to Luke 24, last part of Luke 24. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 24, and talking to the disciples, in 24 and 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Deception, deception. And you shall hear walls and rumors of walls. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Amen. So many are saying that they are God's son, and so many, the Spirit of God fighting against the church, they're fighting against God's people by false information. False information. Now, when Jesus came on the scene, amen, they were still in the tabernacle worshiping on the Sabbath. Amen. The Sabbath day is the day where God rested from all his creation. And he told all Israel and everybody, rest from your rest on that day, your physical body. Amen. Do not do anything. That's something for man to take a time out. Amen. But there was no church there. There was no church, brethren. Amen. Then the times went on. Amen. It was into the worshiping of God, and they kept that direction. Amen. Of even Jesus on the time when he came in on the sea because he was a Jew. Amen. He went into the tabernacle on the Sabbath day. Amen. And they read the word. Amen. And they incorporated worshiping God on the Sabbath day. Amen. They relaxed it. Amen. Then they not only that, but they weren't even doing the physical work. And that kind of put the worshiping in with the physical work. When the Pharisees caught Jesus and his disciples eating corn on the Sabbath, amen, the Pharisees was all upset. Oh, don't do nothing. You're supposed to do nothing. Amen. And they was hungry. They ate the corn. And Jesus told them, it's not what goes in your mouth that defile a man. Amen. It must come out of your heart. Amen. And Jesus made a statement about if you your ox fall in the ditch. And you know the ox was just like a dump truck and tractors. Amen. For farmers. And would you go out there and let him sit in the ditch all day and all night? And you know he might die the next morning. So nevertheless, Jesus himself observed the laws. He's the Word. He's the Word. I want you to notice something. Let's go to St. Luke. After Jesus rose from the dead, now this is God's Son. This is the Word. This is God manifesting himself in the Word. You know, we take a little time, bear with us a little bit. We always like to give scripture as much as possible. Amen. And you can go back and follow up on these scriptures. Amen. After Jesus rose from the dead, amen, and he appeared unto the disciples. And we're going to pick it up at Luke 24. 24. And it was when he appeared unto the disciples, amen, after his resurrection, they were sitting around. He asked them they were concerned about he was a spirit. And this is where saints of God, That's one upgrade you can write down. God's people. Amen. Once you become born again, amen, your life has been transformed. The inner man, amen, you've been transformed from a spirit, amen, to a supernatural body that you have. You say, well, what case and proof, amen. In the book of St. Luke, we're reading here, amen, in the 20th verse, and you go back and read on your Bibles, and I always stress that what kind of Bible are you reading from? What kind of Bible are you studying from? King James should be one of the basics that you use, amen, because you study the history of the King James, then you can kind of work yourself up to others' Bible, but with the same basics as King James. Amen. Notice when Jesus appeared to his disciples in Jerusalem, they were sitting around eating honeycomb and fish. In the 30th verse, the 24th verse, amen, in the 30th verse, and it came to pass that as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes was open and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And as they said one to another, then our hearts burned within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened up their understanding. And as they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, Lord, is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they stood and they told what things was done in the way and how he was known to them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be to you. But they was terrified and afraid and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do your thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that is, I myself, handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and bones as you have seen me have. And when they had thus spoke, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they would yet believe, for not joy and wonder, he said unto them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said to them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Now, here we go with the upgrade now. Here's the upgrade. Here's the upgrade. And watch it. Don't move too fast. Watch this now. Then he opened their understanding that they may understand the scriptures and said to them, thus is it written, and thus behold, Christ will suffer and rise from the dead the third day. And repentance and remission of sin shall be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of these things. Behold, I send you the promise of my Father unto you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with the power from on high. Now notice that back in the 44th verse, Jesus said, these are the words I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses. In the law of Moses. In the prophets. In the Psalms. Concerning me. All things must be fulfilled. All things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses. What's in the law? All things must be fulfilled, what's written in the law of Moses. Amen. Now, 1 John, the 5th chapter, amen, and with the law of Moses, many of you know, amen, the commandments, the 10 commandments of God, that's in the law. That's in the law of Moses, amen. And we have, amen, the law of Moses is found in the 5th chapter of Romans, Deuteronomy. Amen. We're not going to go into that for sake of time. Amen. But you know, there's some things, and we'll read out a portion here. Some of the things in the law of Moses. He said that 5 and 6 in Deuteronomy, I am the Lord thy God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt, house of bondage. Ye shall have no other gods before me. Ye shall not make unto you any graven image, like of any thing that is in the heaven above or in the earth beneath. All right? I should not bow down to them. I'm a jealous God, going through that, showing the mercy of thousands to them that love me. I should not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Keep the Sabbath, to sanctify it, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor. 6 days you labor and do all your work. But on the Sabbath day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. You shall do no work, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your man-child, nor your maid-child, your oxen, your asses, or any other cattle. Now strangers and outside the gate, and the manservants and your manservants, maidservants. Remember that you were servants in Egypt, that the Lord your God brought you out of land, that you may remember the Sabbath day. The Lord your God command you to keep the Sabbath. Honor your mother and your father, the days be long for the land. Now, Jesus came in, and he said all things was fulfilled what was written in the law of Moses. All the commandments, you know, considered, they call it the Beatitude in the book of Matthews. But I want you to watch something now. We're talking about, amen, how God, Jesus said he made things easier for man. You see, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Amen. 1 John 5, 5th chapter. Whosoever believes that Jesus the Christ is born of God, everyone that loveth him, the Father loveth him also, begotten of him. But this we know, that we love the children of God. When we love God, we keep his commandments. And this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments is not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. You can overcome the world, keep God's commandments. Amen. And Jesus said, my yoke is easy. Amen. My yoke is easy. He said, commandments, they are not grievous. God's commandments are not grievous. God, Jesus is, he is God's son. He is God's son. Now, where we find that things been made easier, things been upgraded. Some of you have cars that you can get in and you mash a button, the car start up, the seat rise up, amen, and it'll talk to you, turn the lights on, amen. You can push your button and talk to anybody in the world, amen. Some of you don't have that type of car. I mean, some of you have houses, you walk in, the lights cut off when you leave the room. amen, the stove almost come on, and I mean, all this new technology. All this new technology. Amen. I used to hear a statement say, oh, I used to go, I'll be glad, you know, old days were good old days. No, 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 I don't want to go back to the old days. Some tough days. Amen. Some tough days. Amen. We barely make it. Amen. But now Jesus came and he took away on the Sabbath day, when Jesus went into the temple with the disciples, amen, they were selling bulls and heifers and goats and pigeons. Amen. You had to bring in money to buy. Amen. Because you had to give a sacrifice to the priests. Amen. You had to work. You had to work. You had to bring something to the church. You had to bring something to the tabernacle. Amen. All through the book of Leviticus, all through the time of the prophets. Amen. You had to bring something to God. You could not just come into God and say, God, I don't have it. Or you come in there and you spend your tithes and your offering and just come up in there and say, well, you know, God loved me. Amen. I know God loved me. The world, everybody you talk to know that the world, that Christians, amen, and God love them through Jesus Christ. And you talk to anybody, don't know too much about the Bible, but they'll tell you how the church should operate. They should tell you that they don't need no money. God can save you regardless of what. But yet and still, nevertheless, amen, somebody can come on the scene and say they're a child of God. And God doesn't have no other son but them. And they'll save the whole world. But you got to go. You got to sell your house. You got to sell your car. You got to leave your family. You can marry 10 wives, have 400 concubines, and you can go to heaven. But you got to do some things. You got to do some things. Jesus said, as many come in this way, they're here already. 1 John the 4th chapter says, the Antichrist is already here. That spirit is already here. You can see it in the government. One man want to take over everything. Amen. They want you to bow down. They want to take over. Amen. So the enemy is working. Amen. And the world is saying that we need to go to that one world worship, that one person worship. And that's what the devil is bringing. He's bringing that one world worship, that one man worship. Jesus brought team ministry, brethren. He had a group of men. Not just one, he had 12, and he knew one had a problem. he knew where that spirit was, but he allowed it to work on. Amen. But there are Jesus upgraded. He said, "Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." The church started after Jesus rose from the dead. After he rose from the dead. Any day of the week you can worship. Any hour of the day you can pray. You can just say, Lord, forgive me of my sins if you have knowledge of that. Amen. If you talk from your heart and you know you're talking to the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Because we are now up under the Spirit of God. The church represents, amen, Jesus. He's the chief bishop. Amen. The Spirit of God, amen, amen, what brings people into the family, a spiritual family. The church is a spiritual family. Amen. We are, when you become born again, you know how you came from the hospital of a midwife, you were born in your house or whatever. You was born physically. But the Holy Spirit said you're going to be born into a spirit, born into God's spirit. Amen. You're going to have the same, that body, which you saw back in St. John 24, St. Luke 24. We're going to have that glorified body. It moved back and forth. It said, that's a little bit. I never heard of that. Well, the resurrected body where Jesus came in. The church always been updated. But now there's things and people are coming saying that we got to go back to Moses' time And we got to go back to what the Leviticus and the priests did in the tabernacle, because they're not talking about Jesus now. Remember, Jesus brought the church. Jesus upgraded all of that, how to be saved. And Jesus brought the healing to the every believer. You can lay hands on the sick. Amen. You don't have to go to the house of God. You can believe, and these are the signs of those that believe, said in Mark 16, amen, that you can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. You can be baptized in water, whatever. If you've been cursing, lying, shooting, killing, backbiting, running around, whatever, and say, God, forgive me, you can be forgiven if you say it from your heart and you mean it and start all over. Amen. But if you go back to the olden days, an eye for an eye. You kill somebody, ox out there in the road, your ox got to be going down. Your ox got to be shot. The child be cursing, and he's a stubborn child. Amen. Bring him for the elders. That child going to be put to death. According to the scriptures now, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy. We always say go to the Bible. And that's our textbook, go to the Bible. Amen. Amen. You can be blessed or you can be cursed. Amen. You got to be careful and worship all these things, the birthmark, the Easter bunny, the Christmas tree, anything that you think, amen, that's going to help you get it over. You don't need that now. You don't need that now. You can observe it, but you don't need it. You don't need that now. You don't need that to help you. You got Jesus Christ. You got Jesus. Amen. All right, we're gonna leave it there. Brother, as always, we're going to leave it there. We're going to open up the lines of those who've been here for the first time. We always, amen, open up, go in the studio. Amen. We thank God for all the different area codes. Amen. In the studio, amen, you can press 1 on your phone, and that's how we work. We call out your area code and listen for your last 4 digits on your cell phone number. Amen. You can put it on speaker, but you don't have to cut your phone off or nothing. You can hear all the different remarks. Amen. We're not here to fight you, to stop you. We're just here that we can hopefully upgrade your understanding. Amen. If you look at the word, Bible says, get wisdom, get all thy getting. Wisdom, if you look it up, or some definitions say making choices. Amen. Making good choices. Amen. You learn a lot to be able to make good choices. James said, if men lack wisdom, acts of God. Amen. Look at the word wisdom. It said choices. You know, how to make the right choice. Amen. Amen. Make the right decision. All the day we're making decisions. Always making decisions. Amen. Jesus have upgraded that, brethren. He gave us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit been talked against. Amen. In theology, they call it pneumatology. Pneumatology. He talks against the Holy Spirit. Oh, he just in the church. He dare to prophesy. Listen, God gave to his believers, all the believers accept him as Lord and Savior. Amen. You have the ability to speak things. Amen. That God invested so much in his people. Amen. The enemy just want to take you down. Say, no, you can still stay. Amen. Hummer down to your old way. You're never going to be any good. You're never going to have anything. God don't want you to have no fun. God don't want you to have a life. That's all lies. Jesus came to have that. You can upgrade your life. You can get a life. Amen. You can go to places. You can go to righteous places. Amen. You don't have to hide out in your house or hide out. Go home and leave the church and go hide out in your church. And then you go home, don't go nowhere because you're afraid to mingle among people. Amen. You are the light of the world. You are salt. Do you know what salt is? Some of you eat too much salt. Anyway, but amen. The right, be among people, tell them the right thing. Talk to the young ladies. No, you don't need to do that. Young men, no, don't be afraid to tell people what to do. There's a way to do it. It's a way to do it. Amen. Amen. Proverbs says that, amen, you see a man in his folly, there ain't time to talk with him then. They all drunk, they all hollering, they all jump, having a good time. It's not time to talk. Wait till you pull them off to the side at a time where you see that they didn't calm down, then you can say something. But they watching you. They watching you. Amen. I was in line the other day, amen, doing some things down the division of motor vehicles. It was all outside. We was lined up working on getting some paperwork done for vehicles. And here's a young man pull up. He wasn't going to stand on the outside. You could tell by his demeanor. He grabbed his paperwork out of the car, ran up to the door, and everybody stopped pointing. My friend back here, it's the line. We on the outside. It's the virus, you know. Amen. So he began to talk. We need to stand up for our rights. This, he called all kinds of, oh, we need to stand up. I looked at him and said, so we just left him alone and embarrassed himself. All right, we're going to the studio. We're going to push. We're at 954-4427. Amen. God bless you, 4427.
Good evening, Bishop, and God bless. God bless him to the broadcast once again. Good, we're glad to be back on the broadcast. What a great subject. And I was looking at this, and I look at, the world. Different groups, organizations, they have meetings, and when they have meetings, they all the minds kind of do what they call brainstorm, and to get better as a group or a business, they come together and they all throw their ideas out there. They try to improve the business and to advance. Now, the church, each week that the church come together, assembly, the word is spoken by the pastor, and the church now need to go home and all week long go over the word, study the word, and see what the word that was preached line up with the word of God. You got to take your Bible out now. You got to do some work. Mm-hmm. When you do that work and you study that word all week, you become a little bit more and more stronger in the word. Now, what does that do? That getting stronger in the word as a group, a church, what happens now, you do what happens in Matthew's 18 and 19. And again, I say to you that if two of you agree, and it will be done to them by my Father, anything that they ask. Now, why is that important? We want, if the church is going to advance and upgrade, then they have to be in one accord. Because, see, now, God, we can only do so much on our own. But when we get in one accord in the word of God, now God will not withhold anything from us. He said, now when two or three come together, the Holy Spirit will be in the midst of them. Then God will grant them anything. Because see, when the church begin to come in one accord, the more you study the word of God and the word that is preached to you and the church assemble, and begin to talk with one another, and the Holy Spirit is in the midst, they walking in one accord with one another, there's nothing that will be denied from them because they're all in one accord. Now the church itself will begin to be upgraded because, see, now the Holy Spirit is in the midst of it, and everybody's in one accord. They're going to grow spiritually, and they're going to be, God's going to give them the wisdom. So that now the church is constantly being upgraded. God's going to be working in the midst of the assembly of the church. They're going to be doing cooperative prayer, but they're going to all be in one accord, see. And that's when your church began to upgrade. Begin, you start seeing miracles being worked. You start seeing burdens being removed and yokes being destroyed because, see, the church is now in one accord. And this
all right.
is what I saw when we talk about upgrading your church. You got
All right. Very good point. Very good point. All right. All right. Let's press one on your phone, brethren. Amen. We're trying to get to as many as we can, possibly can. Amen. We're talking about upgrade and whatever you understand about it. Amen. Gee, what Jesus done. Amen. For us today. Amen. Actually, for all the believers. All the believers. All that accept him as their Lord and Savior. Those that, amen, wherever you might be. Amen. Just press one on your phone. You can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. Amen. Don't wait till the last minute when we try to work everybody in. Amen. But, amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. We're talking about the church actually is not behind it. Amen. If you look at it, the church is not. Amen. It has always been from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. When Jesus came, he made things easier. He said he made things easier. My yoke, amen, my burdens of life, whatever he wants you to do, amen, to continue to be the light of the world, amen, be the salt, amen, you know, say the right thing at the right time for helping people, counseling people, just living among brothers and sisters, amen, of the world, your neighborhood, amen. Just press one on your phone, brother. Amen. God wants you to do that. God wants you to live a righteous life. Amen. Amen. I always say, amen, go get a life. Amen. You can go to ballparks. You can go to, amen, all kind of events. But you don't have to partake in the activity. Amen. You can take vacations and take trips. Amen. Be involved in situations. But when you know, amen, they're ungodly things, that meetings and things that are going on, the Holy Spirit will let you know you don't need to go into that. You don't need to be involved in that. But you can live, amen, communities, jobs. Sometimes some of you got careers, and you got people in there that are atheists, don't believe in this, don't believe in that, but you all have a common ground. Jesus even spoke about it. He said, let the wheat grow with the chaff. When I come, I separate it. All right, brethren, we are, you can press one on your phone. We're talking about the church being upgraded. Has it already been upgraded, or should it be upgraded? The word of God is still there. You know, Jesus is the founder of the church. He's the founder of the church. He's the one who bought the church, and he told us what to look for in this world, and they'll be coming, men and women coming. All right, we're at 229, area code, last four digits, 8742. God bless you.
Pastor Bishop, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Can you? Oh, okay. I haven't been on for quite a while, but I'm glad to be on tonight. And as you were teaching and I was writing and recording some of this about the upgrade church, the other thing I just wanted to say quickly was when Jesus was getting ready to go back to heaven and he was talking to the disciples, and out of all of the miracles and works that he did while he was among them, and he told them, and this is the part that I think is greatest, and greater works shall you do. And that's a real upgrade from what even he was doing. He let us know that we are to do greater works. And if we are the upgrade church, we should be doing even greater works. And I think one of those is the way we communicate on virtual phones. Even tonight, because Jesus had to walk, he and the disciples, and we can just get on our phone, and it's a great work.
All right, woman of God, very good, very good. Good to have you, amen, and what you're saying, amen. Yes, God has given us all these tools, amen. He's given us all these tools to use, and he wants to use it. Amen. Do greater things. Amen. God bless you. Amen. All right. We have another phone. press 1 on your phone. Amen. We'll give you the area code, last 4 digits. Amen. We're talking about some things that, amen, that was brought in the last couple of speakers. Amen. Maybe you never thought about it. You can call someone and pray or pray over the phone. Pray over the phone. Amen. Write a letter. Amen. God has given us the tools. He's given us the tools. It's there. It's there. It's called team ministry. In one instance of study, team ministry. Jesus had a team of men, 12. And he'd been the multiplied, but then he taught them. And he sent them out and he taught them how to use. Now, the enemy want to bring one-man band. By all means. All right. I'm through talking, and also, I'm throwing it into the studio. You want to hear what you have to say. Amen. All right, press 1 on your phone, brethren, and the last 4 digits we'll give out to you. All right? Then afterwards, we're get ready to go into prayer for all of those that are listening, maybe your family and friends, especially this virus. We can pray. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, if 2 or 3 come together, amen, we can come together and bind Satan's hand and pray against this demonic attack on the world. Amen. Those things are not, those germs and those microscopic animals and things, it's not of God. They came in with doing sin. During the time of sin, came in. Press 1 on your phone, brethren. Amen. We're getting ready to, I think we take about 3 more callers, and we get ready because we like to have a small prayer for everyone. Amen. You have it. God has given it to you. Jesus said it was finished. And if you're a believer, you just need to exercise. Exercise. Amen. Exercise your authority. You're the light of the world, and you're the salt. Amen. You're the salt of the world. Amen. Don't hide your righteousness and your things that God has given you, your talents and your skill. Amen. Everybody don't have one. Everybody don't have the skill that Moses didn't have it all. Jeremiah, amen. Paul, Peter, amen. When the church came and Jesus gave all power, the same anointing, Job said, amen, Joel, when Peter was preaching, amen, the last days, God's spirit upon all flesh. The answer is there. The answer is there also. All right, give me another 2 callers. Real quickly, we'll take 2 more callers, amen, because we're getting close to our time. All right, we go back to 954. Go right ahead.
Amen, Bishop. That, you know, Bishop, it's the word. We can never get away from the word. And the more we come together and assemble and study the word of God, the more we come together in one accord. That's been so important because, see, we can only do so much without God. You can only go so far, but the more you study the word and come together in assembly and become one in one accord in the word, then God is going to open up the windows of heaven and speak that wisdom into all the saints, and they're going to grow spiritually. See, you can go only so far with world knowledge, but with God, give that wisdom to you when you're in one accord. It's going to be the iron sharpening iron, and the church going to grow as a whole. And you're going to see all kind of miracles happening with the congregation and in the church.
All right. All right. All right. You was quoting there, amen, Ecclesiastes, one of many of the statements, Ecclesiastes 7 and 12, it says, for wisdom is a defense and money is defense. And the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to those in heaven. Amen. You can defend yourself. You can go ahead of things once you know. Once you know. Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. We can take 1 more caller, just 1. I think maybe we could take one. If not, amen, we get ready to go into prayer. Amen. We thank God for you being here always. Amen. Maybe we can take one quick call. Amen. Jesus upgraded. He took the things out from the occult groups. Amen. When Jesus came, he could have just walked on this earth because he was God's son. Amen. Mary's baby. Amen. When he got that 30 years of age, amen, his ministry, he could have just, you know, picked nobody. He could have did it all by himself. But that's not what God did. And through his son, Jesus picked 12, and he taught the 12, and the 12 taught other people. Amen. That's how things spread today. Amen. Amen. All right, we can go. We can really go into prayer now. We're getting ready to go into prayer now. We need at least three short prayers. Amen. Let's push one on the phone. All right, we're at 229-8742. Give us a prayer.
Yes.
8742. Prayer.
Okay. You ready, Bishop?
Yes, go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for our lesson tonight. Thank you for the bishop who just instructed us in your word. Thank you for the truth. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless everyone on this line. You know their desires, their hearts. You know all about them. We bring them before you right now, God, and we ask that you would touch them in every area of their lives right now. Touch the bishop, touch his wife, touch his family in the name of Jesus. And thank you for the blood that will never lose its power. Because of what goes on, God, we are covered under the blood of Jesus. And we just give you all the praise and all the glory belong to you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right, another caller. Amen. One more prayer.
Father God, we thank you for the wisdom. Father God, we thank you for the wisdom that we get from this broadcast. We pray that you open the eyes of our understanding, that Father God, that we will give you the honor and the glory, and that we will grow spiritually, that we will help each other to become more aware of your word, Father God, that we pray for one another and lift one another up. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, we thank you. Thank God for each and every one. Amen. We thank God for you helping us. Amen. Look upon those of you that it's the first time. Amen. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministry. Blog Talk Radio, JCI Ministries. Or go to website, www.jesjciministries. God bless you. Until next time, God love you.